Blog Talk Radio.
Live from their not so secret above ground bunker, it's two guys who were rejected from being judges on The Voice for not knowing how to turn the chair around. It's Pat and Squid.
I always thought that big red button was like for like a server reset or something like that.
Emergency power off, right?
Maybe an ejection.
Well, you know, at least we auditioned. At least we tried, right?
I still can't. I don't have the moves like Blake has.
You don't have your moves like Jagger then, huh?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
This is our second show. Can you believe it? We survived.
Yes, we have a microwave pocket bagel.
Yes. Episode. You had to think about that, didn't you?
I did. I actually had to think about a microwave pocket bagel.
Well, this is the Patch and Switch Show, and you're very welcome to have joined us. We're very happy if we have one listener. Fantastic. If you've got 10, I'm ecstatic. You know what? If we have more than 10, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to explode.
if we actually have more than 10 listeners?
You never know. We did reach a certain level of notoriety because I think we made it into the TechNet Flash newsletter.
Ooh.
So I think that makes that we're almost famous. It's all good. But this is a call-in radio show that's on the Internet. You're more than welcome to give us a call at, let me see here if I can remember the number. Where is it? Oh, it's right on the top of the page. What am I saying? It is 646-595-4888. And that is a toll number. You will have to pay long-distance charges because we did not get budget approval for a 1-800 number.
One of these days they'll give us the 82 cents that we need to do that, right?
But we need the 85 cents to keep our producer employed, too. So we don't want to spend that on toll number, producer. You know, we'll use one or the other.
All right, well, we've got some folks in the chat room as well. Hey, Garrett. Garrett's back. Welcome.
Hey, good stuff, man.
And then there's a couple of guests who just keep connecting in and then dropping off, probably because they figure out they need to go out and register so that we see their names.
Yes.
So and also, when they register, they can actually use Skype to call in.
So. That is true. So if you do register with Blog Talk Radio, there is a free account you don't have to pay for, no monthly charge. If you look down at the bottom of the registration page, that will allow you to interact in the chat room with a handle as well as use Skype to call us directly as opposed to using that toll number. So for any international callers, in case we have someone in, I don't know, the UK or someone in France, bonjour tout le monde.
What did you just say?
I think I said hello.
You think? This is awesome. You think you know what you're saying in French.
You got it, but I got a nice accent.
That's exactly right. So today, where are we?
Well, are you implying that we travel or something or what?
Or something. I think three time zones in like 3 days. I really don't know where I am.
We are in PDT time, not PST time. So you're back in Seattle. It is a gorgeous day outside.
And again, that's why I'm so confused. Yeah. There was sunshine. It was clear. It's somewhat warm.
And did you notice that there are actually more accidents on the road this morning because people don't know what that big golden orb is in the sky?
Well, I didn't notice that because I actually got here early instead of running in 3.5 minutes before the show started.
I had stuff to do.
I see. So today, those of you who have just joined us, welcome. And if you have never heard the Patch and Switch Show, we kind of go in categories,
yes,
right? So we try to organize the show as best as the two of us organize.
The most minimal of notes and instructions. Some level of organization, but not to the point of a project plan and everything else like that.
Yeah, the thing is we're the guys that basically once we get anything from, I don't know, anything that requires anything being put together or any technical type device or anything, the first thing that gets thrown away, the instructions.
Oh, yeah. You know,
completely unorganized and unstructured. But the first section we want to talk about today is from the trenches.
Yes.
It's our work-related stories, and actually, more importantly, your work-related stories for those of you who still haven't called in, which you should. But work-related stories, and we have a theme today.
What's our theme?
Our theme today is Bob in sales and Sally in accounting.
Oh, yes. This was a little bit of the planning that we did at the establishment the other day as we were having some beverages. We were trying to figure out everyone
that's coffee for everyone else.
Yes, in case you want to be, you know, just to make sure. everyone has what we would call a high maintenance individual that they have to look after inside their organization, regardless if your organization is 5 people or 500 people or 50,000 people. There has to be at least one Bob in accounting, or Bob, what'd you say? Bob in sales?
Bob in sales.
Bob in sales and Sally in accounting. That the one you always use that I love is that says Sally just can't work if her kitty cat wallpaper is not in place on her desktop.
And this isn't too far of a stretch.
No.
I mean, everybody has this one person, and I pick on poor Sally. I mean, she's great, and she's in accounting. Good thing she's not in payroll. Otherwise, I'd never see a paycheck.
Yes.
But it's the person that if their environment changes in the slightest bit, or it's Bob in sales. Bob in sales cannot seem to not call the help desk several times a day.
Right. He goes on vacation and comes back from his two-week vacation, and then he doesn't remember his password, so he locks himself out, and then he calls you to get it reset, and then you reset it, but then he calls you back after break time because he changed his password. He doesn't remember what it is because he's changed it.
Yes.
Or else, is he also the guy that brings in all the devices? They're either broken or they're brand new, and he wants to get them to work?
Well, you know, sometimes I don't know that is so much – Bob in sales. I think that's Steve up on the 14th floor who's one of those EOs, IOs, or something like that.
XOs.
Yeah, exactly. The thing here and the theme here, I would love to hear your stories. I know we've got a few people in the chat room. You can plug it into the chat room. Also, you can call in, give us a call in to talk about this. The number, area code 646-595-4888. It's the Patch and Switch Show. So we've got Sally in accounting, we've got Bob in sales, these are those high-maintenance users. I always say Sally can't work without her kitty cat wallpaper. How about this? How about, Rick, the people who seem to just all work completely grinds to a halt if they can't print? Right? So I need to get this document upstairs to the 14th floor. I can't print. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
But it's not even a document. It's an email that she has to print.
Yeah,
he has to print.
That's one of my favorites, right? It's just one of my favorites. So love to hear your stories. Do you have a story? Do you have one of those users?
Well,
I have lots of those users.
Yeah, I had this interesting desktop rollout project back in the day of, I think it was going from 2000 to XP. And we were doing this one rollout project, and up where I happen to be from, up north of the 49th, there is a bilingual requirement for this one particular company to have both French and English available on their desktops at all times in case someone decides to switch to a different language. And this one individual just had a particularly hard time, and she was a big fan of filing a grievance whenever there was something wrong with the workstation.
Wait, is this a union shop?
It was also a union shop, I will say that. the names of the innocent will be changed to preserve the innocent.
The names of the innocent will be changed to protect the guilty?
Okay, that's
is
it.
That what it is?
That's it. But whenever a single English word popped up, there would be a grievance that would be filed.
What about words like particularly technology words that you don't have a French translation for?
Well, you know, technically, you know, j'ai parqué mon char là, j'ai left les phares on. You know, like that's how you would speak a nice slang language of French, if you will. So I'm saying, you know, I'm not going to say mon keyboard ne fonctionne pas. You know, it's like you still use the English words for technology things. My hard drive est brisé or something like that. It's, you know, this is too early to speak French.
It's too early to be listening.
But anyway,
speaking French,
long story, trying to make it shorter and a little bit more entertaining. There was an entirely big French workstation that was created, an entirely French image, all French software, everything all done, including a French keyboard. And as soon as any single one word came up that was in English, there was an issue. The life force of this individual would stop. They would get the thing fixed, call up tech support, and the tech support would come upstairs and help them out as much as possible.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
So if the tech support guy didn't speak French, was there a grievance filed?
There was actually a requirement that you had to have so many people on board in the tech support area. Half of them had to be French, half of them had to be English speaking.
Ah, well, there you go.
So you had yourself covered.
There you go.
But like, just think of any software package when you start talking about multi-language stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The fact you could, like, in an error message, have some English because that's just the way it's coded by a mistake. It was crazy. So that literally, that's a bit to the extreme for me. It's not exactly as humorous as some, but I've had to deal with that issue. And let me tell you, I was so happy on my hired team of consultants that were with me for that particular project. One of them was a pure Frenchman. We used to, his nickname was Pepe, as in Pepe Le Pew, and he helped us out a lot on that particular one. That's
nice.
My story.
Nice. You know, Sally in accounting with the kitty cat wallpaper.
Yes.
True story.
Is
no, seriously, it's a true story. There was an individual who literally could not work if that wallpaper, and it was of her cat.
Yeah.
And this is the days before lolcats, right? I mean, I know you personally carry around like a 1 terabyte hard drive with just lolcats on it.
Don't share that with people.
Oh,
that's my private hard drive.
Sorry, man. Lols. You and your lolcats. no, but literally, if she called it her kitties.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And it would stress her out.
She would call the help desk and say, my kitties aren't on the screen. My kitties aren't there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the studio software, and I just see a caller is there, but I don't know if that's a producer.
I think the producer finally rolled out of bed and decided to join us today.
Nice. Nice. That glass partition gives a little bit too much privacy, I guess.
Yeah. So
I was going to ask you, now picture Sally in an environment right now where the desktop wallpaper changes every 5 minutes or is able to extend to both screens or is able to be pulled from online. Like, that just must make her world.
I don't know. I guess if wherever it was pulling from online had nothing but kitties, it'd be okay.
Nice.
But I don't know if it's any kitty. I think it was particular to her kitties.
Pre-screened lolcats.com or something like that. You got to make sure that they're pre-screened and office appropriate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Because not everything on the internet is office appropriate. Hey, folks, you want to call in, please, because, well, I'm totally fine just sitting here and chatting, but I'm not quite sure how many people actually
care
to
listen. You have coffee left. I don't have a coffee anymore.
Hey, look, you were offered coffee, and you turned it down. So call in 646-595-4888. Also participate in our chat room, which you can get to.
How do you get to the chat room? I don't see it.
Wow, this is awesome. Yeah, so if you log on to Block Talk Radio, there is the option for chat.
Oh, it's a tab.
Yeah, it's in a tab. We've got several people joining us. Shout out Garrett. Shout out Jay Shock. Ladwig, welcome. So
it's loading.
Oh, let's see. Garrett says, high maintenance. After a reload, icons are not in the same specific order on the desktop that they used to be. and then he says, yes, I'm more than happy to drag those icons around for you. Right? Or somebody accidentally, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this.
What?
Somebody accidentally on the desktop clicks auto arrange and their head explodes.
Because they can't have control of where
because it rearranged them from what they originally had. They call the help desk because, well, they don't understand that you can just drag it and move it. Yeah, that's awesome.
This reminds me, I'm sorry, this is kind of work related, but one of the best pranks I did to one of my sales guys once was I took a picture, like a print screen, of his desktop and put that as his wallpaper and then removed all of his icons. And then he thinks that the icons are there. He's clicking on them, and it just will not work. That one works.
There's a reason I lock my machine anytime I walk away from it, and it's because of people like you. One of my favorite pranks happens to be the blue screen of death screensaver.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always fun. Or you do the same thing that you've done with taking a picture of the desktop and you make it the blue screen of death. So they're just constantly rebooting the machine. And every time it keeps coming up with the blue screen of death. Now I guess it's – you've seen the new blue screen inside of Windows 8,
I have it as one of my business cards.
Yeah. Is that a blue screen of death or is that a blue screen of
– sad smiling?
I just have a sad smiley face when I text you.
I would love to know if there's like an algorithm that changes that smiley face to different ones, like, you know, with the one with the tongue sticking out or the winky one or the little squiggly S.
Is there a Canadian version that just comes up and says, oh, sorry?
We should talk to one of the devs about seeing if they could change that somehow. See if we can get that included in the new build.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Any other fun stories you can share about? I mean, this is the thing. It's crazy, this world that we live in terms of IT. I honestly don't know, and I don't know if I mentioned this in last week's show, but it takes a certain individual to work in this field.
I know, and we're volunteering to do it. is the scary part. Like, like it's not like we're being told you are IT. No. You have a passion for trying to solve stuff, and you like tinkering and breaking things and fixing things, and you know, those are the ones that are that I find are the ones that are the true diehard believers in IT and will struggle through almost anything.
Yeah, it really is. It's a thankless job. I mean, I use this all the time in my presentations. Nobody calls up IT and says, "Hey, Rick, I just wanted to call and let you know the network's running great. My apps are running great. Thanks, man."
Yeah.
Yeah, it never happens.
It's like in the theater, you know, the stage guys and the stage managers and the people that get everything all working, they don't get noticed unless something goes wrong.
Yeah, and then they're the first
and
guys.
And they get noticed.
Stage crew! Hey, Jay Shaw comes into the chat room and says, "My favorite joke is the replicating desktop folder service. Slowly creates folders over time, randomly, and then gets faster and faster."
What?
That's evil.
Is that something he built?
I wouldn't be surprised. I know J-Shock. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Hey, man, I get kicked out of the chat room every once in a while. I don't know what's going on, so I think I need some tech support.
Yeah.
I can be your high-maintenance user. Rick in radio or patch in radio or switch in radio. It's like, what's going on?
You really think this is the first time I've had to deal with you and your high-maintenance technical issues?
I don't understand. It's just...
Yeah. So, a bit of advice, make sure you lock your PC before you walk away, particularly if Rick's around.
Oh, okay. One last one to share.
Okay.
Another this has turned into the stories of John and Sally over, or Bob and Sally, into more of a tricks that we can play as IT guys. I kind of like that. I like that theme, though. You mentioned, you know, walking away from your workstation. There's actually a policy that I now adhere to of just don't do it. Don't do any kind of nasty things to other people on your team because they could easily do it back to you. But at one point, the nicest way that I can let people know that they've left their workstation unlocked is I change their homepage in their browser over to unlockworkstation.com. Have you been there before?
No.
I encourage all listeners to go to unlockedworkstation.com.
Is this a site of nothing but pranks that you could play?
Maybe it's a new segment. I don't know. And you'll see what I mean as a great office friendly way of sharing the fact that you really should be more security aware and lock your workstation.
You mean not sending an email out to all employees criticizing the CEO?
Yeah, that's, you know, those are the ones that end up being those CLMs.
Yes, career limiting move.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I would say that's more of a CEM, career eliminating move.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Because even though you think everybody's going to blame the person who sent the email, eventually it gets around to the fact that somebody played a prank, right? And then they just go looking for the pranksters because, you know, we're not obvious.
Yeah. Once again, you can call in and share your own personal stories about difficult users, high-maintenance users, at 646-595-4888. Or if you're registered at Block Talk Radio, you can Skype us on the program.
Yeah, Skype.
Skype works.
It's one of those programs, right?
You can
call on the internet.
You can talk on the webs.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, Garrett in the chat room says that we used to tell some high-maintenance users they had to go back to the office to get the Klarn tool, and they'd be back. The Klarn tool.
Klarn.
So, yeah, K-L-A-R-N. And he said they'd be back, and that way they could actually have a break when they're dealing with those high-maintenance users. Because here's the thing.
I've got this puzzled look on my face.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just because it sounds technical.
Oh.
Right? It's an excuse to get away because, you know, Sally in accounting, it starts with kitty cat wallpaper and it ends up that you're fixing her neighbor's friend's daughter's poodle's PC.
This is my brother's laptop. I brought it in because it's just not working right. Can you help me?
Please. I'd really appreciate it. And so, yeah. Anyway. Those users. Okay. So,
you know, that actually nice bleeds into the next topic, possibly.
Beer money?
Beer money, which is otherwise known as tech support for your friends, families, and neighbors of all types. And this is sort of a work thing, but sort of a personal thing, too. But I know One question that everyone always gets asked if they work in IT, once the person finds out that they work in IT, is, hey, I want to buy a computer. I want to buy a laptop. What? See, already I just mentioned those words, and like your shoulders shrunk if you're in the studio.
I got the dejected look.
He slowed down for a second. His head turned away. It's like,
no.
How do you answer this question? You know, like that's one that always comes up. And we all have our own protection mechanism for how we answer it, I think.
Well, I think the degree, it's a degree of supportability.
Yeah. Because you know you're going to be giving this person support after they've asked.
That's exactly right. So, you know, it's pretty like, so should I just go out and buy the parts and build the system myself? And at that point, dependent upon the person who's asking your reaction is exactly what my reaction
right.
just was here in the studio. It's just like, no, this can't be happening.
So what is your filter when you get asked that?
What do you mean, what is my filter?
What's the first thing you do if you're trying to solve this quickly to get it done? You know, like you're standing around, you're at a party, and someone comes up and asks you, say, hey, you work in IT. I need to buy a laptop. What do you think? Should I buy a Mac or a PC? Should I go for the MacBook Air, or should I go for the PC thing?
I literally just have dropped into this massive flashback PTSD kind of mode. But all right, so today's world, it's made it a lot easier, right? Because typically, if they're my high-maintenance user, I'm going to point them right to one of the big manufacturers,
right?
An HP, a Dell, those kind of things, that has great support. And I will literally say, hey, you should go check out this website. These guys build some great stuff, and they have amazing support.
Yes.
You won't need to bother me.
Yes.
I say it nicer than that, but...
See, but my filter is the easiest one. It's like, okay, so how much do you want to spend? Because no matter what it is, you will fill up the budget for whatever it is that you're going to buy, and you're obviously going to be recommending different options if they're looking at spending, oh, you know, I love this one. Oh, you know, around $400, $400, $300. That's all I want to spend.
Well, but today that's, I mean, $300, $400 will get you a semi-decent. I mean, I was looking today at an advertisement.
Semi-decent?
Yeah.
I would say functional.
Well, I guess it depends on the person, right?
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do. Because I was looking today. Today's Friday.
Yeah.
And in the Friday newspaper, there's a particular advertisement if there's one of these big box electronic chains that's around.
Newspaper. What?
Newspaper? It's this printed thing. They actually put the news in. It's how you got your news before you went to the interwebs.
I right? just read it on my Surface.
Yeah, I know. And this, those of you, I don't know that we need to give a free plug to this particular place, but they're in several cities. There's one just south of where we are here today. And their Friday ad today, I was looking at it because, you know, I happen to be in the market for another laptop. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So I was just looking through it and personal laptop, not a work device. And I was looking through it, and there are actually some around that $400 price point that are actually fairly decent models. Now, you're not going to get SSD, and you're not going to get a ton of RAM in it and stuff, but you're going to get a very functional PC.
You're
going to
have integrated video card and that sort of stuff.
Well, right, but I mean, you know, it's not like I'm playing Descent and Doom. Wait, that just aged me. It's not like I'm playing, I don't know, Minecraft.
Counter-Strike.
Yes, exactly. Whatever it is that the kids are playing nowadays. In fact, I'm actually even looking here. I just went to the Microsoft Store website as we were talking here. There are two Asuses here for $450. One's the VivoBook touchscreen Ultrabook, and then there's the X202E, which is actually in pink, which would go very well with the outfit you're wearing today.
Oh, thanks.
And I mean, they've got touchscreens, and they're $449.
A touchscreen machine for $449.
Yeah, touchscreen Ultrabooks. You're looking at 500 gig hard drive, 2-pound, you know, 4 gig machine.
I stand here dumbfounded. I actually didn't know that you could get touchscreen systems for the sub 500 mark.
Yeah, well, I'm looking here at the Microsoft Store website, and I mean, these are one's a Core i3 here. Let me look at the pink one that you're going to end up going to the store and buying today.
You're going to make sure that's my PC replacement for the office, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a topic we'll get to in just a minute. But I'm just waiting for the interwebs to catch up here, and let's see here. This guy here, yeah, 11.6-inch touchscreen. This one weighs 2.86 pounds. It's an Ultrabook, 2.86 pounds.
And it's pink.
And it's pink.
It'll fit in my Merce.
Yeah, it will absolutely fit in your MERS as well. I think it'll go well with the man freeze you happen to be wearing today. 4 gig of RAM. It also is an i3 processor and 10 finger multi-touch support.
Because you want to be able to do 10 finger multi-touch support all at the same time. I only use two fingers.
Running Windows 8.
Yeah.
It's an integrated graphics card, but it's the Intel 4000, which is actually
not
a bad card at all. It's got USB 3, USB 2. It's got HDMI.
I can tell by your level of excitement. I think this is actually the one you're going to be buying this weekend.
No. I'm just trying to make sure that you're not going to be sad when you go out and purchase this. Right? So the price point thing is not always the catch nowadays. So that's kind of why I do the and particularly if they're in a location in this part of North America, right? Where there's a Microsoft store. I'll actually have folks just go down there. The support of the Microsoft store is amazing.
Yeah.
And they've got great devices.
And if you're not in a location where there's not a Microsoft store, I also, after having a bit of a conversation with them, strongly recommend, because it's such a personal choice, you do have to go and to touch and to see and to feel how it looks and how it feels like it's built if you possibly can. So that's, you know, hitting your retail stores, your computer electronics stores, wherever it happens to be, wherever you happen to live, make sure they go off and at least touch it and try it. Because I know I've made recommendations for people before just based on spec and price point, and then the system just does not feel good for what it is that they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. So this we were in Denver. I don't know.
I forget which day it was.
It was sometime
this week.
Yeah, it was actually
this week. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And while we were in Denver, I actually had a conversation with my buddy Ryan, who is the sole reason, and I blame him entirely for my career.
Nice.
Because he was the guy who convinced me that I actually wanted to do this IT thing. It was kind of cool. I haven't forgiven him since, and I keep reminding him that every time I see him. As we were headed over to dinner, we kind of got in this conversation because here we're due for new laptops, right?
Yes.
And we have a choice of some laptops. And actually, oddly enough, Ryan was actually talking about the fact that he's got some people in his organization that are looking at new laptops. And the one requirement that we have was touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other factor is, and we got into this discussion, I actually think we spent more time talking about the cool, sexy factor, right? Because there are some machines that are built like tanks.
Yes.
As long as the machine is not actually physically within a 3-foot radius of me.
Yeah.
Right? In which case, all of that goes out the window.
Yeah. I've broken my ruggedized tablet machine 3 times.
You mean the indestructible one?
Yes, the XFR, expressly for... You got it.
Yeah, yeah. So we were talking about what are those touch-based PCs that we like? What are the things that we're kind of going after?
And you know, he was contemplating the Yoga as one of them. Just because it's very cool looking. It can flip all the way around backwards. And I tell you, I've used one of these things when they first came out and before they were available to the public, and it just freaked me out that you could bend them over backwards. And so much so that I almost bent my other machine that does not do that over backwards, just because I was so used to the concept.
Nice excuse. We all know you dropped it and just grabbed it by the hinge.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
So he was contemplating one of those. I'm a huge fanboy for the Helix machine by Lenovo, which is currently sold out. And it was available and sold out on the spot. And I was hoping to be able to get one of those for my refreshes, but I had to go ahead and order. I went for my second choice, which is the, in my opinion, the uber sexy Asus machine, the touch-based UX31, I think it is.
Yep.
That one there, just you can cut things with it. I'm worried I'm going to cut myself with it.
Well, you probably will.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take much. You know, I really and one of the cool things about what we do is that we get to attend some of our internal conferences, and one of the conferences that we got to actually work at was Build.
Yeah.
And we actually had a device bar. And actually, my understanding is there's going to be something similar to the device bar at Tekka this year that Steven's going to be at. But one of the cool things is that we got to actually show a lot of these devices, and some of them were even in pre-production.
Yeah.
I fell in love with the Acer Aspire S7. That screen,
yeah.
Dual layers of Gorilla Glass. It's
yeah.
super responsive, super sexy. It's kind of this white, silvery kind of thing. But, you know, here's the negative part of that machine. No TPM.
I see.
I need a TPM.
Which, if I'm trying to remember, acronym, TLAFLS, Trusted Platform Module.
Correct.
Which is used for BitLocker encryption.
Among other things.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I can see why that's an important thing to have for a business machine and a laptop. But the Acer Aspire, gorgeous machine. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
The other thing, too, it peaks out right now at 4 gig of RAM.
Okay. Well, you won't be running any kind of data centers off of that guy for virtualization.
Well, I know. But see, I've just gotten so used to having a minimum of 8 gig of RAM, so if I need to run a VM or two,
yeah.
I can do that.
It's important for you to know, you do not need 8 gig of RAM to run Windows, just in case anyone's wondering.
No, sure. It's just that, you know, when I start talking about running virtual machines, I'm minimum in at least two because I need a domain controller, among other things.
Definitely.
Right? I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But... You know, it's funny. We talk about all these cool devices, and we start getting into conversations, and the one device that a lot of people really aren't thinking of, it's the Surface Pro.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, if you add a USB docking station to that thing,
yeah.
it essentially can become, and I've seen this. I've seen several people, and but shout out to the folks in the crew, because I was actually perusing their page the other day, and I saw there was actually a big, long discussion about this, about utilizing the Surface Pro as almost a PC replacement.
To me, it's the screen size, though, man. I need bigger screen
size. But if you've got
size.
A USB dock and you're plugged in with multiple monitors, right?
Good point.
Or even, you know, you grab... I mean, it's a simple mini DVI,
yeah.
or micro DVI cable, right? You can get all sorts of adapters yep. and leverage a second screen.
You're talking to the guy that carries around two 17-inch laptops, though.
Yes, I know, but... again, you actually... Like, politely ask the guy in the seat in front of you not to recline a seat so that you can get work done.
my chiropractor very much appreciates the fact that I like those 17-inch laptops.
That weigh about 400 pounds apiece.
Yes. I remember there was this one device. I have no idea what it was called, but it was shown publicly. And it actually had an extendable screen.
Yeah.
I wonder, it was made in Taiwan. It was like a name manufacturer we never heard of before in North America, stuff like that. But actually, it was for... Bob in accounting or Bob in sales to be able to have the spreadsheet.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the spreadsheet.
No.
You know, he's watching
high def video
and he's extending it out and he wants it absolutely at that true 16:9 ratio.
We're having a quiet call today, man. It's like we're driving down a country lane. You can call in and converse with us. 646-595-4888. You'd give our producer something to do besides sitting there playing Mahjong.
I have to go show him Taptile.
Oh, don't get him started on that.
That is my addiction. My pure addiction.
Don't get him started on that. You know what? How about the fact that we had that conversation with the heat? That's
yep,
his nickname,
the
apparently.
Heat.
The big heat.
It's the big heat, yeah.
What did we end up with? Did he ever make his decision on something?
So,
remember?
You know, I think he's kind of right now looking at the X1 Carbon.
Yes.
The Lenovo X1 Carbon.
Very nice one.
It is. It's a great PC.
And I
don't want to, because I'm sitting here staring at my Lenovo, and I have had nothing but Lenovos for a very, very long time.
It's a sexy looking Lenovo.
It is. It's still kind of, though, that.
It's not an Acer.
Carbon.
It's not an Acer. But it's,
or the Asus, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you go rolling in and you're just like, oh, bang, here you go, right?
But it's definitely ranking up on the style factor on the Lenovo side of things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I will say that.
Absolutely.
And it does have more than 4 gigs of RAM.
No, that is true as well.
So
again, it's today and just having this conversation and having this conversation the other day, just the pure options that you have, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you want touch. Well, once we put in the requirement that the device needs to have touch, we obviously can really shrink down the number of choices. And also budget comes into play as well.
Yeah, but I mean, all these systems we're talking about, we're in the upper end range. We're in the 1,500 to 1,000 level.
About 11 to 1,500,
so right? We're in that level of a range right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was unable, as I mentioned, I was unable to get the Helix, so I went with the Asus.
Actually, the Aspire S7.
Yeah,
$999 right now.
Ooh, sweet.
At the Microsoft store. I'm looking at it right on the webpage.
Sweet.
$999. Sub $1,000 for probably one of my favorite Ultrabook devices that are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Okay. So
I still can't see the chat room. I got kicked out. Is there anyone in the chat room have any comments on?
Oh yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on here
laptops?
In the chat room. our friends, let's see, Ladwig is yelling no man priest. Jay Shock's talking about parties. Shocker, I know. We're obviously getting close to tech ed. Garrett, give you a topic, MCSM, goal for overachiever or goal for anyone, discuss. MCSM, Microsoft Certified
Master.
Solutions Master. That is the upper echelon, top tier, uber guru certification.
Yes.
Overachiever?
I don't have one. Do you have an MCSM?
No.
No.
But I have friends who have them.
Oh, yeah.
And I know several. And you know what? Garrett, I'll be honest with you. It's not overachieving if this is your passion and what drives you.
Yeah, and so if it's your core business. Right?
Absolutely. And if it's or it's where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if today you're in, you know, working in standard kind of corporate IT, doing the thing, and you're looking to branch out, you know, maybe get to that upper tier, upper echelon. It's absolutely not just for an overachiever. It's a lot of work, though.
Yeah.
You know, because we actually bring folks here to campus, and actually most of the courses are actually held in
our building.
In our building, absolutely,
yeah.
Downstairs. So we get to see them. But, man, they're like 18, 19-hour days in the classroom.
If you're coming in for an MCSM, send us an email, patchandswitch@outlook.com. We'll come down and give you a sticker.
So in case you don't get your MCSM, you'll have a patch and switch sticker.
Absolutely. You know what? We'll autograph it for free.
No, I thought we agreed. It's $1 per autograph,
no,
right?
It's $1.380.
Oh, $1.380.
$1.380.
Is that Canadian?
It's yeah, with the exchange rate.
Okay, gotcha. It's not cheap to get your MCSM.
No.
But the value, right? It's kind of like if we were just talking about the whole PC thing.
Yeah.
It's what you invest in and what you get for that dollar.
Yes, and it freaks me out because I was actually looking at doing one back in the day when they were announced and that sort of stuff, and it's literally you have to do a dissertation.
A dissertation?
You have to present your project and other stuff as one of the pieces of this in front of a panel of not just anybody, but like the engineers that have worked on that particular technology and people from the learning side of things, from Microsoft Learning, and people from the industry as well that have been asked to be part of this panel. So I'd be freaked out. I'd probably lock up.
You have such a hard time getting in front of people and talking, don't
I know,
you?
Eh?
Particularly about technology.
I'm really quite introverted, believe it or not.
Jay Shock is the MCSM, a replacement for MCM. It's essentially the same thing. We added the S in there.
Yeah.
Not a PhD. G-Shock.
We like FLAs for our certifications now.
What?
Four-letter acronyms, FLAs.
But that's only a three-letter acronym.
MCSA,
But FLA is only a three-letter acronym. You're confusing me.
MCSM?
He's trying to do math. It's quite
There's
funny.
Four.
Yes.
There's four there.
Yeah.
Quickly, we got to do our next one, man. Random tech gadget.
Well, I think we kind of lumped that in with the previous one.
Okay.
But have you bought anything new? Have you bought any new random tech gadgets lately?
Well, I thought I did, but it didn't arrive.
Ooh, what did you buy?
Accessories for my Surface Pro.
No, I bought those.
I know, and you didn't order me any.
No, I didn't
so
order them.
You have
them,
a nice keyboard. You have the nice power supply, and all I have is the stock thing.
I ordered them. It's just they changed the quantity from two down to one. It wasn't my fault.
You know, I did see something though on our travels. Don't remember if it was Denver, if it was the previous city. A Surface mouse.
Yeah, so this is the wedge mouse, right?
Yeah, it's the wedge mouse, but it's a customized wedged mouse that is branded as Surface.
Yeah, well, I didn't see any branding on it. It's the colors.
Yes.
So the normal wedge mouse has this really kind of shiny, polished,
chromey, silvery kind of thing.
Exactly. Whereas the Surface wedge mouse has it's essentially that. What would you call that?
Gunmetal blue or something.
Yeah, there you
like
go.
It's the same gray as the Surface body itself. So it looks much more subtle and spelt.
Spelt?
Spelt.
How about the six or seven new styluses that we ended up buying on the trip? I mean,
I think for you. They're pens. I chew on them or I leave them wherever it is I am.
It's a $30 pen, buddy.
I know. So I'm
stylized.
I'm just glad that the producer has left some money in our budget for pen and stylus replacement.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you want an intern? You know, we can barely pay the producer.
85 cents.
Exactly. And you want an intern? We're not gonna have a paid intern.
Oh my goodness. So,
for me, not really many. I've been perusing, and I mentioned that in the market potentially get a new laptop.
Nice. The
probably
one.
Gonna bump on down to the Microsoft store over the weekend when I'm actually home. But I'm just torn. I'm also deciding another laptop, or maybe I get an all-in-one system, or maybe another replacement desktop.
I have an old all-in-one, discontinued HP system that is great for the kids. It sounds like the cliche thing, like you're going to have a PC in your kitchen, but it actually is quite good to have a touch-based system. I got it for steal. I got it for less than $400. It was an overstock, discontinued item,
mm-hmm.
and it runs just fine. Has all the proper drivers, and it runs Windows 8 great. So it's a little bit easier because it's easier to wipe up the spill off a screen than it is to wipe it up off a keyboard.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The other thing I'm looking at, and maybe this is because we're running out of time today. Maybe a topic for next week's show, so people can go out and do research. And I know we've got a bunch of folks, our friends in the chat room there. Wireless routers. So I've been using the same one for the last forever, and I just keep putting other firmwares on it, and it works great, and it's stellar. But there's some new ones out there, and there's one in particular that I've seen a lot of my friends out there looking at. And again, we're running out of time. We'll save it. So for next week, your homework. Our listeners are like, homework? What are you talking about?
We only have three people listening. I don't want to scare them off with homework.
Yeah, I know, right? Your homework is – let me know what your – and this is for home.
Yep.
Right? And I'm going to put a budget cap of $200 or less.
$200, wireless router.
Which is
router.
Pretty expensive for a wireless router because you're talking to somebody who buys a refurbed one for $40 and just goes and throws
firmware. And you can start posting your discussions at facebook.com/patchandswitch.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
Where we'll be looking for our homework stuff. Or patchandswitch.com.
Patchandswitch.com. Hey, look, Billy Anker's joined us. Hi, Billy. He's in the chat room, and so is Kobe CK Man.
Nice. There's a bunch of people that are there. But
Or Kobek Man.
You know what time it is now, man? You know what time it is?
It's time for me to get a watch.
No. There's a little countdown timer in the top left-hand corner that tells how much time is left. We have to go through our ritual of naming the next show.
Yeah, so this is Microwave Pocket Bagel.
Yes, and the previous one was Inaugural Pickle Spear. We actually saw the Pickle Research Center.
Yes, that killed me. Where were we? We were in Austin.
It was in Austin.
It was in Austin. Yep. And I'm like, this was 1 week too late. We saw the
Pickle
Research
Center.
That was awesome.
It had security gates, barbed wire, 20-foot fences. Like, what did they research with pickles?
They just knew you were staying at a hotel across the street. That's all there was to it. They saw you coming. All right, so pick a word, Rick.
Projector. I looked up projector.
Projector. So I guess now it's my turn. Why are you snapping at me?
You can't think about it. You just got
to
go.
I'm trying to think of a word and nothing's coming to
projector.
The voice just cardboard.
Cardboard, you said?
Cardboard.
Cardboard. Okay, spoon.
Projector, cardboard, spoon.
You got it.
All right. That's next week's episode. The folks in the chat room are throwing out words, too. They're like, it's like playing Mad Lib. I need a noun and an adjective, right? Maybe that's what we should do next time, is we should have our chat room decide what next what the further show is going to be. But we're going to be back in 2 weeks or so?
2 weeks' time.
So next week we're in Chicago. Feel free to join us. Go to aka.ms/officehourslive and join
show.
Us. Other than that, folks, thanks all for joining us, even though nobody called in.
You got it. And the next episode is May 17th, if you're watching.
May 17th?
Yes.
It's getting so close to decade. Hey, shout out for everybody in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. It's Patch and Switch. We are done.